And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. A beautiful Southern California morning here. And we have Bob and Rob from Katmai Lodge here. We're going to be talking some incredible Alaska fishing and a lot more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Situated between the Pacific Ocean and the Gulf of California, the state of Baja California Sur encompasses the southern half of the Baja Peninsula. The climate is perfect for fishing, boating, surfing, and diving, making Baja Sur a top destination for adventurers and thrill seekers. Rich in history, Loreto, the first capital of the Californias, is considered the first settlement in Baja Sur. Loreto is surrounded by tranquil turquoise waters and is known for its extraordinary marine life, whale watching, and of course, the finest sport fishing. So easy to get to and a favorite destination for families as well as hardcore anglers. Loreto is a short non-stop flight on Alaska Air from Los Angeles and on Volaris or Calafia Air from the newly renovated Tijuana Airport via the Cross-Border Express. Check LoretoBCSTourism.com for more information and experience one of the great places in the world, right in our own backyard. Loreto in Baja Sur.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, I'm really looking forward to today because this is not an easy place to describe until you really get into it. Talking Katmai Lodge, man, a very special spot, and today's going to be a great show.
Well, I have to explain something to our listeners here. It's like, you know, everybody knows we do a lot of salt water and a little bit of fresh water,
right?
And this is an exception to the rule when it comes to Katmai Lodge and Let's Talk Hookup, but I think the best way to explain it is you have to go there.
Oh, man.
And any saltwater angler, you know, I don't really fresh water. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
no,
dude.
You want to go here.
Cool.
Because both Ricky and I are hardcore saltwater guys. Bob Kantner, hardcore saltwater guy. Rob, hardcore saltwater guy. You know, you think, oh, well, you know, go to Alaska. We're going to go catch halibut and salmon and stuff like that. No, this is next level.
It is next level.
Yeah, and once you go, it's like nothing else in the world, right, Bob?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having us today.
Yeah. Is that an appropriate explanation of what Katmai is?
Is we all like fishing, and that's why we keep doing it. Fishing, fishing, fishing. And there is salt water, but when you get up to Alaska and you're able to get out on the boats and you're on the river, so it's a completely different type of fishing.
Yeah.
And so you don't have the waves. You don't have the salt water. You're on a flat river, beautiful scenery.
Yeah.
You've got all the animals. animals, the bears, the eagles, the otters, the minks. You see, and occasionally we'll come across a few wolves.
Yeah. You've actually seen wolves?
Oh, absolutely. Yes,
oh,
yes,
no
yes,
kidding.
Yes. They're few and far between, but they're there. They're there, and they're very elusive. They want to see you.
They've probably seen us, but we very rarely see them.
Exactly.
Kind of
you don't see them long.
Yeah. Once you see it, first time you see a brown bear up in Alaska in Katmai, you think, wow, this is incredible. And then, like, they just
become...
Then
when you've seen the 20th.
Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah.
it's just really cool.
They're not as fearful as, you know, when you come across them, you know, at first everybody's panic, and then they really think, well, they're docile, because once they get close to you, you know, they're there to eat fish. They're not there to mess with us. And you obviously you respect their space.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's not very... You guys come across them when you're fishing.
Many close encounters, too. Yeah.
It's just like,
there's
another bear.
You have to respect them.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah, you have to respect them.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, especially the one with the mothers with the cubs.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's another whole other story. When there's a mother with cubs, you definitely want to full respect. Unpredictable. You just start moving away.
Yeah. So
they win.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. So you're the general manager, pilot, and owner of Katmai.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, how about that, huh?
That's
pretty cool. And so what caused you to become the owner and, or of course, to become involved in Katmai in the first place?
Fishing. Back in the day when Robert Fullman, who passed away last year, basically took me fishing. I was a good friend of his and did some construction work with him and then brought me into that, you know, out there to go fishing. And then it never left. I've been there for, you know, 25, almost 30 years now.
So you were an angler. Yeah.
Just basically. And we decided to say, hey, what's going on? We might as well see if we can buy a fishing lodge.
Yeah, look at that. And so now you also pilot the otter,
too. We got a turbine otter there. Yeah. It seats 11 people, so we'll take you on flyouts and drop you off. And gives you another whole new experience to fishing up there in Alaska.
Yeah, you're a busy guy when you're up in Alaska.
Yeah, I am. Pretty busy. Well, you know, you guys have been there.
I watch your schedule. You've done quite a bit of work this year. Lodge never officially opened, so you were able to get a lot of work done.
That's correct. You know, due to the COVID last year, we just had a limited amount of people that came up, probably about 15 or 20 at the most, and they were pretty much hardcore regulars that normally come up there. We didn't have our normal operation open. So we were able to build a new dock, do a lot of maintenance at the lodge. We fixed up the kitchen. We put a new floor in the kitchen, replaced it, a new grease trap for the, when we have 30 people there a week, we run a lot of food through there, and so there's a lot of scraps and stuff, so we've taken care of all that. So this year we're looking really good. All our maintenance is done. All we got to do is bring some fuel in.
The dock is incredible. You guys did a lot of work on that dock.
Yes, it's a completely brand new dock. You guys can go out on the website and see our pictures of it. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
We're able to sink the pilings into the dirt, and it's rock solid now compared to that wiggly old thing.
It was a little wiggly before,
It's funny that you talk about, you know, running 30 people through there and the amount of food that it takes, and you just gloss over that because it's so what you do every week. But until people get up there and get to experience the remoteness of Katmai Lodge, you don't realize what a feat it is to be able to provide the level of comfort that you guys do in the location that you're at.
It's a mini city in the middle of nowhere is what it is. We have a water treatment plant. We have a sewage plant. We have, obviously, a restaurant, a hotel, and a boat shop.
And a runway.
Absolutely. To bring the people in, correct.
Yeah. With no roads
with an airport.
For a long way. I mean, there are no roads whatsoever.
The only way you can get there is either, you know, by mostly airplane. You can get there by a boat, but you have a long boat ride.
For sure. But you're right in the hub of every...
Bristol Bay. We're in the middle of Bristol Bay.
Bristol Bay. And you look at a map up from King Salmon. I mean, this is where all... five species of salmon run up these rivers, right?
That's correct.
What's unique about the Alagnac. Tell us about the runs of salmon. Yeah.
Well, we have the five species of salmon that come through there, and we have two big water drainages that come in there. We have the Quijack River that brings in mostly from Iliamna, and then we have the Naknek River, and we're a tributary to the Quijack. Mm-hmm. So our river runs from two lakes that are above us, the Nonvonic Lake and the Kukak Lake that drain into our river, which makes the Alagnag River, and then it goes runs down into the Kwijak River, which is the big lake up there, one of the biggest watersheds up in Alaska. It's actually it was a Jeopardy question of what's the biggest lake in the United States, and it's everybody thinks of Lake Superior or, you know, back Lake Michigan. No, it's actually the Kwijak River.
The Kwijak is bigger than Lake Superior.
Lake Illimani, because it's in Alaska. It's surrounded completely in the U.S. territory.
Wow.
Where we split it over there.
So I gotcha.
It was a quick Jeopardy question that was...
Interesting.
It was tricky. Tricky
yeah, that is. Yeah, I wouldn't know that.
That's funny.
Yeah, so. But there's a lot of water up there.
A lot of water.
And a lot of fish.
Right, right.
That's
And then recently they were going to put a mine up there, what's called the Pebble Mine.
Yes, yeah, so...
And that was... It's been for years and years and years going back and forth, and finally they turned it down. So
yeah.
It was a good thing.
Thank
for
God.
Us.
Yeah. What did that mean to the
they were gonna have a strip mining operation up there on Lake Illimani, you know, right to the actually the northwest of it, and basically since that has been axed out. That could have been, you know how mining is. They always say it's going to be, nothing could happen.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah, talk about the Exxon Valdez. Nothing will happen.
Yeah.
You know, so there are accidents that could happen which would devastate that whole fishery up there if it
could,
didn't.
Yeah, if something got in the water, kill all the salmon and the trout, everything. Yeah. So.
And we still don't know why salmon go up the river, but mostly think it's smell, some kind of GPS, what brings them back after 6 years. We don't really know exactly, but the majority of the biologists think that it's the smell of the water. And if you throw some, bunch of chemicals in the water, that can change the smell.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
I don't know the exact thing of it, but that's pretty much what
we
don't want to find out.
No, definitely. So that's great news that
absolutely. For us, for all the fishery and all the local natives and everything.
They've been fighting it for a long time.
Oh, years and years.
Yeah.
So, that was good news for us that we heard last month.
We talked about the five species of salmon, and I got to tell you, some of the things that I love at Katmai is fishing for those big kings that come in early part of the season. That's fun. But then you catch the big kings, you catch the sockeye come right after the kings,
or during the kings, but towards the end. So basically, it starts in June, late June into early July is when the kings will go.
Yeah,
and then around the 4th of July through the 30th of July, the sockeye start coming in.
Yeah.
And then after that, you'll get the chums that will come in, and then after the chums, we get the silvers.
And then
every other year, you get the pinks.
Pinks, yeah.
That's correct.
What is that every other year thing?
I don't know.
Is it odd year or even year?
It's basically even years.
Is it pretty much like clockwork? It's like every other year?
Yep.
That's so good.
Yeah.
If it's an odd year, you'll get some stupid ones that come through with it, but most of the time, it's the even years, you'll get the pinks.
And when they
come. We're not talking just a couple. We're talking, millions.
Yeah.
Millions come
They're
in.
They're thick.
So they're really thick.
They're banging off your legs.
Yes. And not only that is you get so tired of catching the pinks because you're trying to get the silvers. And
yeah.
The silvers.
Uh-huh.
What everybody wants to catch. So ah, damn, I caught another pink.
Yeah.
Ah, damn, I got another pink.
Here we've talked about five species of salmon, but we haven't mentioned the trout, which is kind of what put Katmai on the map.
Well, the trout is very special up there. Pete. You love and your wife.
Like it.
Yeah, so you come up there, and the trout are always there.
Yeah.
There's just something that never leaves, and after this year, they should be, really good next year.
Oh, mackerel.
Nobody
was
there.
Taking a break.
We would go for 2 or 3 days and not even see a boat going up the river when we were up there working on the docks.
Jeez.
So it really got the pressure was off.
They fattened up.
They're definitely going to get fat. Absolutely.
What,
we'll see this year when we do it. We'll see
you,
this year.
You and Rob have fished a lot up there. What's your biggest trout you've had up there?
I've caught a 32-incher.
32-incher, which would be, what, 8, 10 pounds,
yes,
something like that?
Yeah, exactly.
Rob, what about you?
28.
28 inches. That's a big. Those are big trout. And these are not...
It's bigger than a legal white sea bass.
Yeah, these are not grain-fed, transplants.
Yeah. Very beautiful.
These are native Alaskan trout that are They're like steelhead. Yes. They're tough.
That's so tough.
They're tougher than
very aggressive too. You'll throw a lure out and all of a sudden you'll hook up a trout and you'll bring it in and the lure's bigger than a trout.
Yeah,
so cool.
Even the smaller ones.
Yes.
But you have an opportunity to catch fish of a lifetime up there, both on conventional. I've actually had people say, well, it's a fly fishing destination.
Not the case.
I've had my best success at Katmai fishing a spin reel.
We have both. We carry both. The fishing is great with both gear.
Yeah. But catching the other thing that you do when you're fishing that big trout, especially before the salmon get really thick in the river, is fishing the mouse pattern.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about that.
Well, the mouse pattern is basically it's a floating bait and when floating line. And what you'll do is you'll cast your line up against the bank and then kind of pop it into the water. And as the stream brings that line, across the wake, you'll sit there and you'll just work your rod up and down, and it makes the mouse splash.
Like twitching.
It's like just twitching.
Like he fell in the water.
Exactly.
Like
he's swimming across. Have you ever seen a mouse swim across a bank or something? It gives you that look. And the trout will either hit it on the way up or hit it on the way down. Just seeing that one, that's just the most spectacular thing to see is when you see that.
Oh,
happen.
Yeah. It's like popper fishing or surface iron fishing.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Exactly.
So exciting.
You'll sit there and you'll see a 28-inch rainbow come out of the water and hit it on its way down, and then it's game on.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
That's the funnest fishing I like to do.
Oh, it's got to be, right?
Nothing like it. Yeah, and when does that occur?
The best type of that, that occurs really much in August, later days of August.
Although in July, early
in July you get them too.
Yeah. What causes the change there?
The spawning of the actual fish.
Yeah. So there's more food available.
Yeah, there's more food available. When you start to spawn, then you don't get as much action as you will towards the end of the season after the spawn.
Yeah.
So before and after the spawn.
Yeah. Talk about the food at Katmai. I mean, here you are in the middle of nowhere, and Ricky and I have both experienced
it. Well, you can talk about it better than me.
How do you do that? I mean, you're in the middle of nowhere. You lay out some amazing food.
Well, you bring five chefs in and to keep it going, and they're very good at what they do. And logistics wise, we have two big freezers, 20 by 20 by 10, so they're big freezers, and you bring a lot of flights in to bring all the prime rib and everything in and steaks and chicken and everything else, and we pack it full and we basically work out of the freezers.
Katmai is a wilderness law. I mean, you are just out there in the middle of nowhere, and it's not like you're not eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for dinner. It is true high-end dining all the way around.
And we'll have one of our chefs will be a pastry chef, and that's all they do is make goodies for you, cookies, cakes, pies. There's something spectacular all the time.
Yeah. And then the accommodations are super comfortable and very personal, too. We should explain the history of Katmai Lodge. They used to take 65, 70 people at a time, right?
Yes, they had 70 people at a time.
At one time.
And it was back in the day, I was never there when that was going on, but it was quite a show from what I've heard.
Yeah. And now
they'd have two shifts of fishing. You'd fish the morning and you'd fish the afternoon shift.
Yeah.
And so we don't do that anymore.
No.
It's just too much work.
Yeah. So now how many people?
30 people.
Facility that originally used to take 70.
And that's the thing. You think about it that way. Like, this is a facility that was built for 70 that you have half the amount of people.
Yeah. But it makes it manageable. Without you killing yourself trying to run the place.
Yeah, for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about with Katmai Lodge and actually some bluefin tuna to talk about.
Yeah, we'll be talking about it all. 2 hours of one of the most spectacular places you could ever visit in your lifetime. It's going to be a great time and a great show. We want to hear from you. Give us a call and let's talk hook up this morning at 213-432-1090. That's the new numbers here to the Mightier 1090. Again, 213-432-1090. 1-800-432-1090. That's how you reach us on the phones this morning. And, boy, not only are we talking about one of the best fishing opportunities in the whole world, we are also giving away a great prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's a full-day trip on board the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing. Again, you want to talk about some great wintertime fishing? I know those guys had over 30 yellows again yesterday. I saw Bob Fletcher hold up a nice big yo-yo jig yellowtail from the Coronado Island.
Nice.
So great job by Matt and Booger and the boys there on the San Diego. Some great wintertime fishing going on there as well. Again, full-day trip to one lucky caller at the end of the show, 213-432-1090. And don't forget about the text option to the show.
Oh, yeah.
Super fun, super popular. You can now text your questions into the show by using the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download, very easy to find. Anywhere you'd get an app, just search Let's Talk Hookup on the Google Play Store or the App Store on your iPhone. Free download, and you'll see the button right there to text the show and certainly text us your questions about Katmai and fishing up in Alaska. And we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great show this morning. 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information to reserve a slip or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO Fillet Knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO Knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO Fillet Knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet Knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
up.
Pete, this is Bill Hagan from the Mightier 1090. We just wanted to say thank you and welcome back to 1090, and definitely didn't want to not participate in your Christmas spectacular. I know this is a big show for you, and just wanted to send this over. So this is from us to you and all of your listeners and all of our listeners. Thanks.
'Twas a few days before Christmas, and all through the station, we were all excited with great anticipation. The uplinks were tested, the audio was there, for a SoCal icon soon would be on our air. Our signal was humming, our antennas aglow, and all of it in honor of an amazing show. For 30 years it's been there, based in San Diego, but now it will be heard from the Baja to Modesto. With hosts named Pete and Corey and Rick Maxa, a.k.a. Rock Cod, true masters of the art of fishing, maestros of the reel and rod. We could not be prouder as we raise our glasses and toast. Here's to a glorious future, like a sunrise on the coast. So let's talk hookup, telling fishing tales big and burly. Welcome, friends, to the Mightier 1090. Seems Christmas just came a little bit early.
Welcome back to Let's Talk. That was so fun.
I had to replay that
one. Good job. Yeah, that was cool.
Thanks to Bill for doing that, and that was so well done. I had to replay that. I was from our Christmas show yesterday, and I should explain. I'm going to explain something to you.
This is great.
I feel really bad for all of our listeners that put so much effort into getting some takes going and trying to get through on the phones yesterday, and we apologize, but we blew them up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically what happened was is we had 533 calls at one time, right, Rick?
Yep.
And the phone system destroyed. And so we've changed that now. They had a maximum input of 500 calls. Now we have a maximum input of 1,000 calls at one time.
So this is not 500 calls throughout the show. At one point in time, there were 533 unique phone numbers that were all trying to pile in to the same spot at the exact same time. Yeah. And once it eclipsed the 500 number, it literally shut down. You blew the phone lines out.
Yeah. We apologize that happened. We did make it through the show. We congratulate all the winners yesterday, and glad we had such a great show. And I hope you enjoyed that Christmas spectacular. But I guess we learned a new lesson there that we got to be ready for the Christmas spectacular.
We're gonna be ready for 1,000 next
year.
Yeah,
they're ready now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, maybe we'll blow up it up 1,000 next year.
I hope not, because you said, so many people put so much work into it. But it was as a bummer if it was not getting to hear everything. It was pretty cool to say that. You blew the phones up.
Yeah, pretty awesome, for sure. So thanks for all your support, listeners. We sure appreciate it. And thanks to all the people at SportsGrid, too, for their diligent efforts in getting us back up and running.
That's
for
it.
For sure. All right, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones.
Well, packed they are. Everybody's excited to talk to the boys. Bob and Rob, let's start it off with Hills. Hills is calling us from Ventura this morning. Good morning, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, hi, Hills. Hey, you guys. Good morning. Good morning, Bob and Rob. I hope I get to go to your place soon.
We'd love to have you. We'd love to have you.
Man, I love fishing since I was born, I think. But I wanted to give you guys a quick surf fishing report. I'm like a kind of obsessive surf fisherman and here in Ventura. And it's picked up a little bit. It's been kind of slow. There's not been much bait on the beach. Now I'm seeing a lot of striped mullet jumping, and sometimes those are associated with bigger predators and like striped bass and sea bass. And last week when I was fishing and listening to you guys, I did release a nice striped bass, like 28 inch, and then I had another one hooked and got off. But so that was exciting. But I get a lot of good luck from listening in my earbuds while I fish. And
cool.
That's great, Hills.
What I've not seen is a lot of perch. There's been a lot of people fishing them hard for the last few years, and they're like gone. There's no perch along the beaches I fish, and that's usually the bait for a lot of the predators, like the halibut, the stripers, and the sea bass. They get on the smaller perch, and you know, the limit on perch went from from 5 up to 10 like a few years back. And then, but now I would urge everybody to release the babies because this time of year they're full of babies when you get a real big one. You just massage them. You massage the belly and the babies swim away. So that's really important. Fishing game does not write a ticket if you have 25 babies in your bucket, but they, and they also aren't educating. But anyways, good luck, everybody. I think surf fishing's looking really good, and with the colder water, we're going to get bait on the beach again. So,
all right. Hills, good report there. Merry Christmas. That's
thanks,
a nice
buddy.
Report. Appreciate your support, Hills, and always nice hearing you fishing from the surf with the radio in the background.
That's
sure.
pretty cool.
Nice to hear.
Well, hey, we had a great text come through. Again, if you want to text the show, super easy. Right, fire it through the Let's Talk Hookup app. This one is from Mike in Paradise Hills. Wants to know, boys, how long is the season at Katmai, and what do you feel is the very best time to be fishing there?
Well, it's all good. It's, the fishing goes throughout the season. And our season starts in July and it ends in September. So you can come usually third to fourth week in June, and then our opener is July 1st.
Okay.
After July 1st, we can go all the way through September, the first two or three weeks of September. Then the weather starts getting really cold. So we base our bookings on if we're going to keep the lodge open in September, depending on how many people actually want to come up.
But September can be some of the best.
Oh, absolutely.
Silver salmon and trout fishing
is the best.
Trout fishing is off the chart.
But obviously there's a number that we have to keep. You know, once we start getting slower numbers, we go, well, we needed a few more people to book. If we book them, we keep it open longer.
Right.
Because the fishing's there. I mean, it continues on till pretty much the first week of October.
Yeah.
Is when almost all lodges. Then it's getting really, really cold.
Getting pretty cold.
Yeah,
like you just showed us pictures that you actually have posted on your Facebook page.
Yeah, you guys can go look on the website and see. I mean, it's
cold now.
It's cold right now.
The river is frozen.
The river is completely frozen over right now. And it's something
snow
that you know, you just don't think about an entire river freezing
no.
over, you know, 2-3 feet thick.
Yeah,
where
especially
you can drive your four-wheeler on top of it. And I'm sure people back east know that, but us Southern California boys are not used to that.
So is the water still moving underneath?
Oh, yes, the water's still moving underneath. Absolutely. They still fish, believe it or not.
Really?
Oh, yeah, they'll cut a hole in the ice in two spots, and then they'll drop a line through it and fish.
Ice fish, just like
you see you know, back east.
Wow.
Yeah, Bob made me not feel good this morning when I was complaining that when I got my car, it was 35 degrees this morning. Then he whips out his phone and he shows me the river that's completely frozen over with snow piled up on both sides.
Imagine it's a little colder than 35 up there.
Right. You know, we have a caretaker that lives there, just like Jack Nicholas did in The Shining.
Ah.
He lives there all winter long, and he'll go out there with a four-wheeler in a trailer and drive on top of the ice, take an auger out, auger a hole through it, and put a little swimming pool pump down there and pump one of his barrels full of water.
Yeah. Let's hope it's not like that.
But everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Hey, phones are packed, and let's go ahead and jump back into it.
You got it, buddy. How about Kevin from Escondido up next here on Let's Talk Hook Up? Hi, Kevin. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Happy holidays. I just wanted to find out about the opportunities for halibut fishing up at the lodge.
Well, our lodge itself, we're going to be opening up some packages. We did hook up with a couple of guides over, or not guides, but actually other lodges over in, there are people that want to halibut fish, and then there's people that want to salmon fish. And so Kodiak Island, we have a lodge that we're going to be working with this year, so we can swap people back and forth.
Oh, that's
cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
And that's not that far away, right?
No, it's not. It's only, we did one this year, and it only turned out to be an hour flight.
Wow.
So we're starting to work on that. But you know, actually at our lodge itself, is we're a river-based lodge. We're inland, so we do not have any halibut there, but we are going to start working on that.
You have all five species of salmon and trout and grayling
and pike.
Dolly Varden.
Yeah, some pike, too.
Yeah. Pike?
Yeah.
Wow.
Kevin, let me just say this, though. Being a guy that was 100% saltwater fisherman, that was all I did and all I know, and not a big fly fishing guy, any of those things. Like I would say I'm probably like you were, 100% saltwater everything. I would say that this is in the top, whatever, the top three, the top five, whatever
top,
quantifier you want to put on it.
It's
the coolest place I've ever fished in my whole life.
Yeah.
And it was such a departure from the things that I'm used to doing. And I mean, just can't wait to go experience again. It's so unique and so cool.
Once you go, you'll understand, right?
Rick loved it so much, he proposed to his
wife.
That's
right.
Too.
Yeah. On the banks of the Kalimantan River, right?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean,
so he picked salmon fishing over ocean fishing.
Yeah, about that.
It's an amazing place.
But that's interesting, though, that you have the option to come up.
Yes, we're starting working on that. The logistics are there, and we're gonna be offering some packages.
Come up for a few days up. Yep. What an incredible package to be able to go to Kodiak and then I'll go over and
fly over to Kodiak, and it'd be obviously weather based, depending on the fog and all that. That would be our one issue that we would have, but it's doable.
Yeah.
That's
all right.
A great idea.
Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up. If you want to get through, 213-432-1090.
All right. Let's jump back into the phones and talk to Mark. He's called us from Santee this morning. What's up, Mark? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
I got a question. Whereabouts in Alaska is a lodge, and how easy is it to get there?
Well, it's if you're familiar with Bristol Bay, the panhandle of Alaska, if you look up just on the top side of it, if you ever watched like The Deadliest Catch and all those, you'll see the guys running their boats out of there. It's right by King Salmon. So if you look on a map, if you go to find King Salmon on the map, Bristol Bay, and go exactly due north, you'll just go 30 miles north exactly, and you'll hit the lodge. If you want to go ahead and get on Google Maps, and you can type in Katmai Lodge, King Salmon, it will pop right up, and you'll see the runway. You can't miss it.
And you go Anchorage to King Salmon, Salmon to the lodge?
Yes. You can. There's two ways you can get there. And the easiest way is Alaska Airlines. You can catch a flight. They usually have direct flights from Los Angeles to Anchorage. They have one in the morning. And then you could always go anytime in the afternoon. You'll go Los Angeles to Seattle, Seattle to Anchorage.
Or you can go San Diego, Seattle, Seattle, Anchorage. You can go San Diego, Portland, Portland, Anchorage.
That is correct. Yeah. It's easy to get to. It's not normally if you book your flights ahead of time, around $200.
Yeah.
You can get
go out of Orange County.
Go
too.
Out of Orange County, and then once you're in Anchorage, we usually have the charter that leaves on Saturdays and Wednesdays. Friday evening. You get there Friday evening, and then so for Saturday morning, you'll get up, and we'll have a charter that'll go right from Anchorage right into our lodge.
And then you get out, have some breakfast, get your waders on, and go fishing.
Yeah, you're fishing that afternoon.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
For being, again, I feel like I keep saying it over and over, but it's the truth. For being so in the middle of nowhere, it's really easy to get to. It's probably the easiest amount of travel for something that is that remote.
Right, exactly.
All right, very good. Well, and I tell you, the experience itself, just the whole thing. One of the big parts of that experience is that flight into Katmai.
Oh, totally.
And Ricky will agree with this, is you're landing, it's like a twin prop, a 12-passenger.
It's a Beach 1900, 16 passengers.
16 passengers.
16 passengers.
And you're landing on a gravel runway.
Right, correct.
And the guy, and you literally land at there, you get out, and here's the whole staff greeting you.
I love it.
Yeah.
And you're flying over, tundra,
Yeah.
And I don't know the amounts of miles, but you're flying over tundra with just no roads and no cars and no people and no anything, and you're spotting wildlife as you fly by, and the flight in is it's spectacular.
Yeah, and the lodge, once you get yourself to Anchorage and get yourself a hotel room for the night, a lodge arranges everything.
Yeah, we'll arrange everything for you.
Yeah,
you'll get with the girls. We got two great girls, Alora and Charmel, that work at the office. They handle all the logistics of getting you there and getting you out of there.
There you go. All right, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. All right, let's head south down to Rancho Leonero. Talk to our buddy John Ireland's on the line. Buenos dias, John. Andrew, it's I believe he's on. Hey, John.
You got me?
Yeah, we got you loud and clear. Good morning. A little bit of confusion with our guy, our engineer, Andrew. He's he wasn't sure if you were really John Ireland, and now he knows.
I guess. I'm not hard to miss. Hi, Pete. Hello, Rick.
Hey, John.
Good
how
morning,
you doing?
Buddy.
Good morning. I just wanted to call it and wish everybody happy holidays for sure. I just came up yesterday, and, you know, the wintertime, weather permitting, you know, when the wind's not blowing, the fishing's pretty extraordinary. Very, very light pressure, and water never dips much below 70 degrees. So all the locals, not many tourists around right now, but the locals are doing really, really well. A lot of wahoo and nice yellowfin, 30, 40-pound yellowfin, and Dorado as well, like 10, 20-pounders with a few big bulls mixed in. I was surprised at how really good it was last week. The wind wasn't blowing much, and there were quite a few boats out. And everybody's scoring real close, so there's good fishing down there, even in the winter, guys.
Yeah, and beautiful place to be, and very safe place to be because you're very very sheltered, right?
Yeah, you know, we're so spread out down at the ranch, as you know. You know, the ranch is 34 rooms on hundreds of acres of property, and everything's really, really spread out. You know, when I built it, I had very little money and a lot of property, so I really spread the rooms out. And the outdoor dining, you know, we have all the outdoor patio dining and all that. So I think it's as safe as anywhere you're going to be.
All right. Well, if somebody wants to book a reservation to Rancho Leonero, you'll be opening back up in March, right?
Yeah, and you know, and we are open right now, and we provide boats and all that. We just don't serve breakfast is the only difference. We've got a menu in the bar, and what we do is we just charge for the room itself. So if people do want to come down and want to try fishing in the winter, it's kind of go into windy.com and pick a non-windy period that down there where you got two or three days you can button together. It's worth going out. It really is. Fishing's pretty good. 800-646-2252.
All right, and I'm proud to announce that our Let's Talk hookup Cutwater Spirits 25th Annual Let's Talk Hookup Tournament is officially sold out.
All right.
And we are taking waiting lists, so if you want to get on the wait list, Pamela will put you on the wait list and see if we can get you in there. So that's going to be quite the tournament.
So much fun.
Yeah, $3,000 first prize, $1,000 for second, and $500 for third, and then some categories as well, right?
Yeah, billfish release, a roosterfish release. Yeah, and we want to thank Yousef and the great people at Cutwater Spirits for making that happen. That's going to be exciting.
25th anniversary. How cool that,
yeah, yeah.
You know, stepping it up for the silver
big
anniversary.
Time.
Yeah, this is going to be really fun.
Big time,
yeah.
For sure.
Oh, no, yeah, big time. Yeah, this is as early as we've ever filled up, so I appreciate it. We thank Cutwater and Yousef for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, John, great to hear from you, and Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you, and I'm sure you'll be checking in here during the winter with us real soon to keep us posted of what's going on in Rancho Leonero.
I will, for sure. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right.
Happy
Thanks, John.
Everybody.
You got it, buddy. Merry Christmas. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk hookups still coming your way. We're going to check in with the catch reports, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping celebrate Searcher's 50th anniversary. Our 2021 schedule is available now with more limited load trips. The Searcher has a great crew, fantastic food, a family atmosphere to make your fishing adventure complete. Book your trip online at SearcherSportFishing.com. That's SearcherSportFishing.com. Or call Celia at 619-226-2403.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking fishing.
Yeah, indeed. And we got to talk about great equipment from Shimano. And it's this time of the year, the reel that does it all is Trex.
How true is that?
Yeah.
You know, when you might be going on a nice day like today, you put some good weather, you might be doing some inshore fishing, little halibut drifting, some calico bass fishing, maybe do what you did yesterday, some local rockfish fishing. That Trex 300, Trex 400. If you're Corey, he likes fishing even smaller, even the Trex 200.
200,
but
yeah.
That inshore size reel is so perfect. It fits in your hand, casts really good. And you're using gear that's so light and nice to fish with, but should you hook, you know, you hook a big red, you hook a 5-pound red, you hook a big legal halibut, but you've got the guts in a reel that's that small to still deal with it.
Amazing how powerful a Trex 200
Crazy.
Is. It's a small reel. You put, you know, 30-pound Power Pro on there. You've got incredible power. And the nice thing about that nice, thin Power Pro and the small reel, it gets down fast.
Yeah, when you're fishing a Trex 200, Trex 300 with some of that 20-pound, you know, V2 Super 8 Slick, you're able to fish
100-gram flat fall.
A couple hundred feet with small jigs like that. Yeah. Colt Snipers.
Yeah, Colt Sniper for sure. All of that stuff. So check it out, the Trex reel at your local Shimano dealer. And hey, time to find out what's biting out there, Rick.
You got it, buddy. It's time for the Catch Report today, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. There's still time if you're looking for the perfect affordable gift for a fisherman. Fish Pros has the answer. Send them a gift pack of their famous spices, rubs, their Fisherman's Processing Pokey Kit. They have smoked fish and smoked cheese available. Call Fisherman's Processing at 619-255-2138 or order online through fishermansprocessing.com. You can have it shipped directly, and they can even deliver. For details, call the Fish Pros. Don't forget, spices and rubs, that is the perfect gift. We're going to start off our Catch Report with the man, Captain Brian Woolley. Dana War Sport Fishing's on the line. Good morning, Woolley.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going this morning?
We're doing great. Good morning.
Good, good. Man, speaking my language with that light tackle and Power Pro and jigs and all that stuff, pretty much been the go-to deal up here. Well, for us this week, great weather, man. It helped the cause for sure for us. You know, water temps still like a solid 60 to 61. Hasn't really bounced around from that all week, so we're stoked to see that. We had some good water movement as a result of the tides. Half-day fishing, we're still seeing some good bass action. Live sardines, fly line, caught some really nice bass in the shallow water. Guys throwing the rubber lures, slowly rolling that across the bottom. I know, Rick, that's you're into that kind of stuff. Like 2 fathom of water, big ounce and a half swim bait, you know, wet head deal across the bottom. Caught some real nice fish, too. But just typical half-day stuff with some nice sheep head, taking some jackpots this week, some sculpin and some whitefish there on those half-day trips. It has been pretty fun, and the loads have been relatively light, so it's been a good time. Three-quarter day right now, we're still targeting that rockfish. Some very good fishing this week. Nice numbers on the reds, the sculpin. Again, those slow-pitch jigs caught some very nice fish. That 100 to 120-gram jig fished really well for those guys that were in on that secret dope there. They were doing really good. The live bait right now for us is a 4-inch sardine. So you can imagine two of those on a double dropper loop rig has been, we've been converting that into some real nice counts for sure. Also, the guys are kind of transitioning into sculpin mode. We're seeing more and more of that stuff kind of fill in, which is good because we're going to ride this rockfish out until it shuts down at the end of the month. And that sculpin, that 4-inch swim bait fished on a dropper loop, things catching plenty of fish again. So we're stoked to see some of that action going on too. Super simple rig, and it has been very productive. So same names in the same spots on our Halibut Derby leaderboard. No movement this week. The guys are out on the Clemente today. Hopefully they can find a little bit of something to kind of shake that up a tiny bit. And then that's really it for us. So make those reservations. Again, two adult fares equals one kid's free fare for the month of December. So with this weather and a perfect time to jump on a boat on a nice, safe, clean, you know, family-friendly environment. So we'd love to have you guys come fishing with us. Our number up here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web, too, at danawarp.com.
Man, you guys do such a good job, Willie. Indeed. I just love hearing that. It's always taking care of the kids, always taking care of us and the fishermen and the whole family at Dana Wharf, man. You guys just, you do it right. We sure love having you, and what a great season and a great opportunity to go fishing right now with a good stretch of weather in front of us.
Take advantage of the last couple weeks of rockfish fishing until March, so get on it.
Absolutely. We'd love to have you guys. So thanks for the time. Merry Christmas to you guys, and we will talk to you next week.
Thanks, Willie. Great report. Appreciate that very much. Hey, before we continue with our surf guru, we got a great text that came through for the boys. Hey, the Lodge of Katmai is on my bucket list. What about rain? What happens if one or more days are pretty rainy? Do you just put on rain gear and deal with it? And how often does weather blow out a day? That's from Cliff that was calling from Blossom Valley.
Okay, good question.
Good question, Cliff. Well, actually, it does rain in Alaska. You're not going to get away from it.
All the time.
It rains, but the fishing gets better when it's raining.
Yeah.
When it's an overcast day, the water's so clear and crystal clear, and you guys can relate to that, they get spooked, and they get dormant and lethargic. I say when the sun is really shining. So actually, when you do get a little bit of a drizzle, and I'm saying rain, it rains for 15 minutes or so, then goes away, then it might rain again in another hour. You just bring a poncho with you, and that's basically what you're pretty much got waders all the way up. So you put a poncho on, and it's not a factor. Meaning blowout, so when the weather does blow out, I've only been there maybe like 3 days in 20 years that we blew out.
That you just had to stay at the lodge.
We had to stay at the lodge.
Yeah,
so very.
Three
very
days safe. And 20 years.
It's the odds are. It's usually not even a factor.
The wind. It doesn't. No. Because you're on the river. It's
you're
not
on the river,
like you have
right?
To worry about it being rough or anything.
Right.
Like
it's the worst weather you get. You can still probably go out and do some fishing.
Yeah.
Because it's not. Because you
can fish from the shore.
You fish from the shore. You can go. The guides will take you downriver, and you'll go up against a bank or something, and the wind will blow over you. It's hard to fly fish. Obviously, when you'll break out the spinning gear, when you do that. But that's usually not a factor. But rain, I'm not going to lie to you, it rains.
I'll say this too, because I know Cliff from coming in the tackle store and fish on Let's Talk Hoopers. Cliff has a couple of boys that are fish crazy also, and I know they do a lot of cast and retrieve bass fishing. A lot of spotties, and I mean amongst everything else, you want to talk about a great spot to be a dad and have your couple of kids
absolutely.
And a fishing
holy
the memory you'll have for. You and they will have forever.
Mid-July, early August, it's great weather. It's usually you're fishing with, you don't even have a T-shirt on is what you're fishing with.
Yeah.
But it will rain.
Yeah.
It does rain.
It does happen.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. Rains in Alaska.
Yeah.
News at 11, right? And let's go ahead and jump back on the phones,
you
Rick.
Got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to David? David's calling us from Los Angeles this morning. Hi, David. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. Merry Fishmas to you guys.
Thanks, David.
Hey, quick question regarding the tackle for trout fishing up there. Just because I know trout out here is really finicky, and we're using real light 2-pound test and whatnot, or real small repellents and worms. I just had a question: what you guys are using up there?
Well, for tackle, we use flies, what I'm saying, for trout fishing. And then, depending on the time of the season, as soon as the spawn comes in, we just use eggs. We have a little bit of, we call it bead fishing. And we'll basically look at how the eggs are, the shade of the eggs that are floating down the river. And then the guides will, they literally have, a dozen different colors of eggs. And you try to match the egg with the ones that are floating. And you go all the way up there, and you think, you're going to spend all this big money on gear, and you catch a lot of trout just with a plastic bead and a hook. It works.
That's cool.
Indeed. Hey,
cool.
Thanks a lot. Great. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Hey, let's continue with our catch report. Talk to the surf guru himself. Gundy Gunderson's on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, gentlemen.
Good morning, buddy.
How you guys doing? Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, all that good stuff.
Merry Christmas to you, Gundy.
Yeah, hey, you know, we didn't get a lump of coal this week. We still have some decent fishing, mostly on those cooler water species, especially on the northern beaches. Lots of barred perch, shallow water rockfish, cabazon, opali, and some decent halibut catches. You know, most of the water temps are around the mid-50s, so that stands to reason. Hook, line, sinker reported limit-style barred perch fishing on most beaches up there. Lots of fish ranging from 1/2 to 3/4 pounds. And there's been some good kickers in the mix, ranging probably from 1.25 to 2 pounds. Lots of baits are working, lugworms, mussel, gulp, sandworms. A few of the bigger fish taking on ghost shrimp, and also some of those guys throwing the flash minnows for those better fish. On the reef beaches, anglers soaking squid, scored a mix of Johnny bass, chocolate rockfish, a few calico bass, and some nice cabazon. Campus Point, Graveyard is good up there off Santa Barbara. Wiley's reported steady action on the cooler water species. The bark perch action has been best up on Oxnard and Ventura beaches. Good reports of quality perch came from Silver Strand, Santa Claus Lane, and Fifth Street. Better models have been pushing the 2 pound mark, like the winner of the Derby last week. Anglers also reported good action on cabazon with the cold water left of cabazon moving into the shallows. The fish are on the rocky spots. I think Latigo and Las Flores were two of the better spots. Squid's been the top bait there. A few calico bass, yellowfin croaker, and small leopard sharks also in the mix. I think Big Fish is our next stop there. Seal Beach reported best bet this week was a good yellowfin croaker bite off 72nd place Dog Beach. The guys are soaking lugworms outside the breaker, fishing a long rod with a single or a double dropper loop rig, and a 2 ounce pyramid sinker has been the ticket. But the fish are also pushing bait in the mornings, and if you find that, the spoons are working well, casting a spoon in there. And sometimes you get a real nice yelping croaker on the bait like that. Slow fishing kind of from Newport to Dana Point off color water, and then finally Pacific Coast reported some nice legal halibut catches. You know, the fish are scattered. The bites on the beach and the fish are scattered, but the fish are hooking a big quality with lots of fish like 24 to 30 inches or so. So, you know, that's kind of winter fishing. You're not going to hang a lot of halibut. You're not going to get a lot of bites. But usually the bites are going to be good ones. Cardiff, Ponto, Torrey Pines, I think, where they took some of those fish. And some of the guys fishing those big 115-size flash minnows. That's a big bait, but, you know, you're looking for a legal-sized fish. You're looking for one bite, and you're covering lots of water with a big bait like that. So that's the thinking there. So not bad fishing, you know. We'll take it.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, winter.
It's winter time. We got a nice stretch of weather to be fishing the beach right now. Gundy, great report. We'll handle some quality over quantity right about now.
That's it. And I wish you guys all a Merry Christmas, and I hope you get what you want under the tree, preferably fishing gear, right?
There you go.
It was
thanks,
a great
Gundy.
One, Gundy.
Appreciate that very much, and Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Sounds good. Have a good one, guys.
Thanks, Gundy. All right, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Hey, reminder, the 2021 Bill Varnay CCA calendars are available now at your local tackle stores and at Turner's Outdoorsman. You can purchase also online via surffishtackle.com. Get yours today. That's the only calendar
absolutely.
You
got to
have. The tide charts, the great photos, it's a great one. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zesty vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for four straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. That's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAHA, and rancholeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.